This is Mark Simmons from Estates Gazette. I'm in Clifton today with Gavin Bridge from Cubex. Gavin, you're working on 1 Victoria Street at the moment. Mm-hmm. You're looking to complete that development, an office development, later on this year, which is going to be, I think, the first speculative development in Bristol for a while. How do you think that development's going to fare in a market that has been quite slow over the last few years and where there's going to be competition from other schemes coming out after yours?
I think the scheme presents very well in terms of its location. It's arguably the highest profile location for an office building in Bristol. And I think we found in talking to a number of the professional services firms, they have tended to, when they've looked to relocate, because of their previous business efficiency and space plan, have tended to go down in size, perhaps.
Yeah, and unlike some of the other schemes at the moment, you haven't chosen to knock down and start again. No. You're doing a comprehensive rebuild, yes. If you like. Why is that?
Well, we think that's a more sustainable approach to development, and I think rather than unnecessarily demolishing the building, in a business case, it's 20% faster in terms of delivery of that space, and we've calculated it's 20% cheaper.
Okay, now Cubex celebrates its 9th birthday this month. Yes. You've developed a reputation, particularly as having developed some successful office schemes. How do you see the future now for the company in terms of what you're likely to do over the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, I think there are three broad areas for the business. One is continuing to work with our long-term strategic partners at Palmer Capital and Overreach, the sort of core business, and to carry on doing what we've got a reputation for, in terms of office development, particularly some retail, the larger developments we've been known for. And more recently, we've been working in the residential marketing, strategic land opportunities with the PLC house builders. Something else we've been working on the last few years, and you've seen with our development at 1 Victoria Street, working strategically with funds on their existing stock in an advisory capacity, and potentially a joint investor of equity in those schemes. And we've talked also about our role with Aviva on a residential development in Bristol as well, and we're working on a third one with another fund over in South Wales.
And in terms of the performance of the South West markets at the moment, you're obviously based here in the leafy suburbs overlooking Bristol. Yes. Do you see Bristol as being particularly strong markets over the next few years?
Well, we've found in our discussions with the institutions in London that Bristol is very, and the region, Bristol and Bath, are very well thought of. We feel that Bristol will lead the region out of recession. We've seen a resurgence in business occupiers looking to explore the potential to relocate from the business parks that developed in the 80s and 90s back into the city centre, as city centres have gone through resurgence. We feel with the election of Bristol Mayor, Bristol's now more high profile regionally and nationally than it was before. The region is attractive to the PLC house builders, and hence we've moved our business to incorporate now residential development potential and funding. And we think that the region is very attractive to institutions.